Earlier this year, approximately 600 volunteers asked homeless individuals where they slept on the night of January 22nd. Heather Lusk, co-chair of Partners in Care, says Oahu had the first point-in-time decrease in unsheltered homeless in 6 years.
On Oahu, we had 4,959 folks last year. This year, we had the decrease of 464 persons, or about 9.4% decrease. Our unsheltered count also went down on Oahu, down 179 folks homeless.
Overall this year, there were 690 less homeless individuals statewide, with double-digit decreases in homeless families, children, and veterans. Bridging the gap, representing Hawaii Island, Maui, and Kauai, also measured significant decreases overall. Brandy Molino is chairwoman of the Neighbor Island Group.
For Hawaii Island, it dropped by 8.8%, or 84 people. For Maui, it dropped by 2.6%, or 23 people. And Kauai saw the largest drop at 28.9%, or 119 people.
Lusk and Molino credit a new coordinated entry system for placing homeless individuals and families into shelters or permanent housing. They also credit an increase in available shelter and housing beds statewide, up from 5,000 a few years ago to more than 8,000 this year. But James Koshiba, a researcher and consultant, questions the accuracy of the count, but says there are ways to validate the report.
I think there are ways to get the answer to that too, like looking at how many of those folks stayed in permanent housing after they've been placed. If there are people going into the shelters, are they being discharged to the street? Are they being discharged to permanent housing? Like those kinds of questions can help us get to a clearer sense of exactly how many people are we getting off the street and into permanent housing, which is the goal.
The point-in-time count is required by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, which provided more than $12 million in funding for Hawaii last year. The state legislature also appropriated $15 million this session for homeless programs. The governor's coordinator on homelessness, Scott Morishige, says that money will be invested in proven programs, not legislative initiatives.
Ohana zones is something that the governor is still looking at that legislation. We don't want to just set up a place for people to go and pitch a tent because we know that that hasn't worked in the past. We only need to look at Ala Park in the early 1990s, and that was not effective.
Meanwhile, Partners in Care co-chair Lusk says the goal is to increase permanent housing placements next year.
In 2017, we averaged about 231 people a month into permanent housing. As of now, we're doing 412 placements per month.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.